Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Yud Ches. We are up to Sif Tesvov, the third to last line on page 274. The Mechaber says in Sif Tesvov, Dover Shenis Bashel Kol Tzarko, something that was fully cooked, V'hu Yavesh, and it is dry, She'ein Bo Morak, it has no soup, so mutter lahanicho keneged hamadura. You're allowed to place it across from the fire. Afilu b'mokom shayat soledes bo. Even in a place where it's at soledes, lamaisa, the item was cooked, it's dry, and therefore we know, ein bishal achar bishal. You're allowed to put it in a place even if it's yat soledes bo. The Ramo says, v'afilu nitzdanin kfar. Even if it cooled off already, ein bishal achar bishal. It's a solid, there's no liquid, so it's mutter. Aval, imhu roseach, if it is boiling hot, afilu bedavar sheesh b'marach mutter. So if the dish is still boiling hot, so that even if it's liquid, we know there's no problem of bishul because it's still hot. V'yesh mekilin lomar, and there are those who are lenient to say, dekol she'eno nosna al gabe ha'esh o akira mamish, rak samuchlo, so long that you're not putting it directly on the fire, or on the kira, you're only putting it nearby. Afilu nitzdanin mutter. So even if it has cooled off and it's liquid, it's going to be mutter. This shita holds ein bishal achar bishal, even by liquids that have cooled off totally. The Rama ends off and tells us the opinion that we've been seeing various times as the Rama shita. V'nogu lahokel baze im lo nitzdanin lagamri. The minog is to be lenient to say ein bishal achar bishal, even by liquids that are not hot anymore, as long as they have not cooled off totally. Ukamosha kasavti la'el simen reishon gimel, like the Rama said earlier in reishon gimel. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tzadi Beis. Dover shenis bashel. Hatam, the reason why this item that was cooked, that is dry, can be put next to the fire. Dekevon shekvar nis bashel, since it's already cooked. Shuv ein bazem mishum chash bishel. There's no longer a chash of bishel, because again we hold ein bishel achar bishel. However, al ha'esh mamish asur midrabanan mipnei bashel. So even though it's ein bishal achar bishal, all the mechaber said is you're allowed to place it keneged hamadura mashma. You're not allowed to place it on the fire because that would be an ised rabbanon of looking like you are cooking. Aval bezesh amido keneged hamadura, but placing it across on the madura she'ein derech b'nei adam b'ropa amul vashal kach. That is not the normal way people are cooking in general. Afilu ised rabbanon leka, there isn't even an ised rabbanon. Look what we're going to see shortly in the name of the Rosh. Shesover de samach lemedura gamkin aser latzarek laharchik tzas. The Rosh is going to tell us shortly that that which the Mechaber says kineged hamedura, the mashmos of that lashon is not so close. It has to be a little bit at a distance. That's what we're going to see is the sheet of the Rosh. Sevkodan tzadigimol kol tzarkav hu yavish. You're allowed to put it there if it's fully cooked and it's dry. The ilo havi kol tzarko, because if this dish is not fully cooked, so afilu im hoya davar yavish, even if it was a dry dish, v'uro seach, and it is boiling hot, yesh bo od mishum bishul v'kanal b'sedalin. If it's not fully cooked, even though it's boiling hot and it's dry, by keeping it by the fire, you're cooking it more, that would be an iser of regular bishul. U'menela osur lahamido b'makum shayat soledes bo. So menela, it would be osur to place this dish, even if it's boiling hot and it's dry, but it's not fully cooked, you couldn't put it in a place where it's at. So let us know. The ihave davar lach, and if it was a dish that was moist, it had liquid in it. Afilu bechol tzarko, even if it was fully cooked, yesh bo od mishum bishul, there would be an additional iser on it of bishul. Im nitzdanit, if it cooled off, levim hasher pasuk ha-mechaber b'rei sevdalet, the mechaber pasuk already in sevdalet. Therefore, we need that it's fully cooked and it's dry. That's when you're allowed to put it in a place near the fire that's going to be asuladis bo, because ein bishul achar bishul, even if it cooled off. Sekoton sadi dalet. So we said you're allowed to put it keneged hamadura. Nokat neged hamadura, it says this expression of neged hamadura, velo eitzel hamadura, not next to the fire, lahoros to teach us, shetzarech laharchik tzasman hamadura, it has to be a little bit away from the fire, velochein lo chayshinen shiyovo lechatos beish, that way we're not worried you're going to come to soak the coals. Because if it's near the fire, even though it might not be milsik and mavashel, if it's close enough to the fire, you might come to soak the coals. It has to be a little bit away. Since Chazal required that he moves it over a little bit. Is le hekera. He has a sign, veloasi lechatuya, and he won't come to stoke the coals. Veraisi eze achronim shekasvu. I saw some achronim that write, the mairi shahaya osui medura bifne atzma. That when we're talking about a medura over here, a bonfire, it's talking about a standalone fire, it's not in an oven. Aval, kishe meduras eitzim hu bisoch atanur. However, if this fire with the wood is actually inside the oven, so aser lahachnis shom kedera. You are not allowed to put inside the oven a kedera. Afilu imarchik tzas min amedura. Even if you move it a little away from the fire. So this head to the mechaber is saying, move it a little away from the fire, it's mutter. It's fully cooked, it's dry. That's only a standalone fire that's not in an oven. But in an oven where there is a fire, even putting it away to the side would not be allowed. Kevan shu mokum shayat soledesbo, since it's yat soledesbo over there. V'lo gorra mimashim avur besimin reishin gimel. It's not any worse than that which we learned in Reish and Gimel. The Osir Lahachnis Kedera Lakira Kshena Grufa. You can't put a pot into a Kira that is not swept out of its coals. Duhu Afilu Im Einu Mamidu Sabach Laish. Even if you don't put it near the coals, near the fire, it can't be in the same oven together. Ah, however, Im Einu Mamidu Sakedera Al Kakar Satanur. If you do not place the pot on the ground, on the floor of the oven, Ki'im Al Ezek Kliya Mafsik. Rather, you have some other kind of kli that is masik between the fire and your dish. Oz yesh lahakil, then you could be lenient, like we learned earlier in Siman Reish and Gimel, Siv Gimel. The Ramah said that the din of the mechaber is afilu nistanik far. This dry dish that's fully cooked, even if it's totally cold, is mutter to put again in a place where it could be atzel at his bow. Siv kodon tzadihei, lefarish divi ha-mechaber ba. The Ramah over here is coming to explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mariv ben Nistani, the Mechaber, still in a case where the dish is cold. Ulahachi lo hitir ela biyavish. Since it is cold, that's why the Mechaber was only matir if it was dry. If it was liquid, once it's cold, we know then there is an Isra Bishal HaKabishal. Sivkodan Sadivov. The Ramah said, Afilu Nistani Kfar. Avel imhu roseah, but we said, if it is still boiling hot, then, even if it's liquid, it's mutter. Hainu shayat soledesbo. Sifkodan sadi zayin v'yesh mekil and lomar. This is the most lenient shita, that even if it's liquid and it's fully cooled off, ein bishul achabishul. Polig amechaber. This yesh mekilin argues on the Shulchan Aruch, this svirulei that the mechaber hold, the davka keshu yovish, davka when it is dry, aval bedover lachshen estanim, but something that's wet, that's liquid, that cooled off, yesh bishlach habishul, the mechaber holds, there is bishlach habishul. Videya zo svirulei, this shita holds, the ein bishlach habishul b'chol gavni v'afilu nitzanin lagamri. This shita is the most lenient, even by a liquid dish that's fully cooked, even if it cooled off totally, we say ein bishlach habishul. And the Ramah said on that, even if you put it in a place where it's atzel letters, well, it's mutter, as long as it's not al-gabi ha'ish. Sefkodan tzadiches, dim nosin al-gabi mamish. If you put it on the fire, so av she'en bu iser da'oraisa l'ditu, even though according to the shita, there's no iser bishul, so there's no da'oraisa, al-koponim asem ed-rabonim, if they should nirkem b'lashul, but putting something on the fire certainly looks like you're cooking, so it would be an iser d'rabbanim. V'gam da'asi l'chatos v'gecholam, you also might come to soak the coals, like I said before, if your dish is directly on the fire. So even though there's no iser bishul, you have a concern d'rabbanim, nirkem b'lashul, or you might come to soak the coals. And then the famous shita of the Ramah that says, the bottom line is, that as long as it's not totally cooled off, you can be lenient, even by liquids, that it's ein bishul achabishul. Says the Mishabura Tzadites, after l'das ha-mechaber, even though l'fid ha-mechaber, kevan shenetstanin ma'at mechamimuso, even if it cooled off a little bit from its heat, if it ain't ayat so let us bow, and it went down below Yad Soledes, Shuv Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. The Mechaber holds if it went down below Yad Soledes Bo, there is again an Isra Bishul HaKabishul. Hukumoshek Asadnu Le'el Bisiv Dalin. However, HaMinog Lahokel Bazeh. The Minog is to be lenient. The Somchin Bazeh Ayesh Mekilim, that we go lenient and we rely on the Yesh Mekilim, Kozman Shalom Nitzanin Lagamri. So long that it hasn't cooled off totally, we hold like this Ramah, that we say ein bishlach habishul even by liquids. Now, note 106, I was going to speak it out. It discusses when you have the urn with the little marker on the outside, the water. You see the water level. So it brings down over here an interesting machlokas. First, he brings to the Minchas Yitzchak and says that the water that's in that measuring thing is not really cooked. So when you take out more water, so some of that water is going into the urn, it's cooking, it would be aser. However, Hashem Zaman Arbal says it's not true. He says the water that's in there is already cooked, and it gets mixed together, and therefore it's not a problem. I just want to read one part in the second line of the second column. Ula'achar kesha'a mishas achnasas amayim. An hour after you fill the urn with water, kasa va'aruch ha'shabbos. The Aruch ha'shabbos writes, Sha'mitziyosi, the mitziyos is, shekol ha'mayim shenimtzon bitzinoris, any water that is found in that little pipe, kvar hoyu besoch ha'mecham vizbashlu. All the water in the urn got cooked, even the water that's in that thing that keeps the measurements. Kevon shamayim shebetzinoris mischalfu v'mamayim shebemecham. Since the water that's in that little tzinor gets mixed together and switched around with the water that's in the urn, kol hazman, all the time, machmas ahefresh bedargos achom shebeneim. Because of the difference in temperature, so scientifically, don't ask kashas, but the Aruch HaShabbos says it's a fact that the water that's in that little pipe on the outside and the water that's in the urn is constantly switching around because of the change in temperature, and all the water that is in that little tzinor has been cooked in the urn, and therefore taking out water on Shabbos from such an urn is mutter, because any water that's coming out of the pipe into the urn is not being cooked for the first time. It was already cooked, it is still warm, and it's like the Ramah, it's going to be 100% mutter. One other point I want to read in this note, if you skip a few lines, the next paragraph, let's say you have a liquid dish that got totally cold, and then you went ahead and heated it up a little bit before Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, so this warm dish that was previously cooked is not allowed to be put by the fire on Shabbos. We don't say, even though as we've been discussing over here, Lefi the Ramah, if it's still warm, we say even by liquids. Zakir Mikveger, that's only if it's still warm from the initial cooking. But not if it was cooked before, it totally cooled down, and then you warmed it up again. That warming up will not help you, and that is going to be forbidden. And so too writes the Avi Nezer, the Tehillah David, the Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Yashiv. Everyone agrees to this psak, that it's only when the initial cooking has not totally cooled off, then you can recook it. But once the initial cooking totally cooled off, and now you're warming it up again, we don't say, oh, it's still warm before Shabbos, so now as Shabbos comes in, I can put it on the place where it's going to get the atzeles, well, that would be absolutely forbidden. Says the Mechaber Viter, Siv Tes Zayin. Mutter litain in padna, you're allowed to place in padna, which we'll see as like some kind of meat roll, kineged ha'esh, across on the fire, b'mokolom shayat soledes, in a place where it's yat soledes bo, the afal pisha shuman shebo nikrash, even though the fat that is in this dish has congealed, and it's chosev in the muach, it melts. So right now you see that there is no liquid, but when you warm up this dish, all of a sudden liquids come out, zakta mechaber, that's mutter. Says the Ramah, v'kol sheken kederesh yeshba rotev shenikrash, certainly a dish that has sauce that has congealed, shekeshashuma nimoach, that when the fat is going to melt, eino ba'ayin, you don't see it because it gets mixed together with the sauce that is there. That's certainly the shari, that's certainly going to be mutter. Now we'll see why that's certainly l'chorish be more machmir. Here you have a soupy dish, it's more liquidy. What's the kal v'chomer? We'll see that very clearly in the Mishabura shortly. V'yesh machmirin, there are those who are machmir, and they say this in Padna, you cannot place it to a mokum that is yatsula. That's bo. V'nogu lahachmir. The minigas say machmir. Miyu, however, v'mokum tzorech yishlismoch asvar rishon, in a place of need, you can rely on the first shita. Says the Mishaburis of Kotan Kuf, what exactly is this dish, this in Padna? Hu pashtida haniska bekama mokomos. It is the same as pashtida, which is mentioned in many places. V'hu pas kefula. It is bread that is folded over. Hamamula bechaticho shuman, and it is filled with pieces of fat. Venos no shon kedei lochamamo, and you're placing it over there to heat it up. Ve'atam shemuta, the reason why you're allowed to put this dish close to a fire and heat it up. Dekevan shu yaveh, since it is dry, afshen it's tanin, even though it's cooled off, lo shayich be bishul od. Ein bishul acha bishul by a salad. This is a salad dish. It's fully cooked. It's cooled off. Mutter. Who kamosha kasev esif tesov, like we just learned in the last sif. And even though the fat that was congealed is going to melt and turn into liquid, still this dish is called dry. Since lemaisa, there's no liquid when you're putting it in this place that it's going to get hot, even though at the end the heat causes some liquid to come out, that is not called a liquid dish, that's called a salad, and it's mutter. Ain bishul achar bishul by a salad if it's fully cooked, even though it's totally cooled off, and therefore the Mechaber says, you are allowed to put this dish, neged ha'esh, in a place as Yad Soledes bo. Sifkoton kuf al keneged ha'esh, hainu al gabe eizah kli ha'mafsik, it means on top of a kli that's separating, the im lo kein aser, if not it's going to be aser, like we said before, of milchsi kebevashel. Sifkoton kuf beiz, the FLP, even though the congealed fat is going to melt, and all of a sudden you can have liquid there. Velo dummy larisuk shalegubarud. This is not similar to crushing snow and hail. Hamavurla kamam esimin shinchav sivtes, that we'll see later. Da osir mitan nolad. Crushing ice on Shabbos is osir because of nolad. You're creating a new entity. You're creating a liquid from a solid. Shemolid hamayim. You're creating water. Over here also, since the fat was congealed, it was thick, it was solid, it's becoming clear and liquid. So why don't we say it's the same problem? Here it's different. Here you're doing nothing with your hands. There you're chopping the ice. So you're doing a maisa of nolad. Here you're just putting it there, and on its own it is happening. It melts on its own. And by ice, we say the same thing in a brisa. You're allowed to place ice in a cup of wine to cool it off. You don't have to worry that the ice is now turning into liquid. Even though the ice is melting, since the ice is melting on its own, the only isra of ice is chopping it biyadayim. But you put ice into a cup of water, so it's mutter, because it melts on its own. That you are not doing. Here also, by putting the pashtida next to the fire, so although the liquid is coming out of it, that would not be considered nolad, because that is happening on its own. You are not doing a maisa to create the nolad. Now that we introduce the concept of nolad, now we can understand what the Rambam means, that certainly if there's already sauce there, and the fat is going to melt and mix in with the sauce, it's going to be mutter. Zakta mishabura kol gimel, kol shein kedera, the bezekishu nimuach, over here when it melts, misarev hashuman imarotev, then the fat that's melting mixed together with the sauce, it's not recognizable. It's just like the case of the ice, that you're allowed to put the ice in the cup of wine. It's not recognizable. When the ice melts, it goes mela into the wine. It's not recognizable. Here also, when the congealed fat starts melting, it gets mixed together with the sauce, and therefore it's not nicker, and therefore there is no problem of nolad. Sivkotan kuvdala, that case is certainly shari. Hainu rak linen is a nola, the lo shayapazet. Again, the kol shekein that the Rama is saying is that certainly there will not be a case of nolad if when it melts it becomes not recognizable because it gets mixed in with the rotev. Aba le'inyan is a bishul. But in terms of the inyan abishul, hacha chomer d'lel, of course it's more machmir over here with his liquids there. Heating up liquids is always more chomer. The rotev hu davar lach. This sauce is a davar lach, it's a liquid. The davar lach shen itzdani shayab bishul. And as we know, a davar lach that cooled off is shayab bishul. Kimosha kasam mechaber v'sitez alak. We just saw it in the mechaber, v'sitez vav. V'al kein einu mutter hocha rakim yamin akadeir v'mokom sheni yasal adesbo. So this case that we're saying is certainly mutter me din nolad, because there's liquid, that can only be warmed up in a place where it can't get the yasal adesbo, because you must avoid the iser of bishul, because by liquids we say, yesh bishul achar bishul, once it was cooled off. Sipkoton kufei v'yesh machmirim, not to put this meat roll next to the fire. Svirluhu, they hold, digam bazeh shayach iser nolad. That's also called nolad, making it from congealed fat to melted fat. V'afilu b'kedera shashun murvim amarok. Even in the case of the dish of the Ramah, where the fat is melting into the soup, It's not similar to the case of putting ice into a cup. When the ice is melting in the cup of water, it's nicker zero. You can't see it. It just goes into the cup of liquid. But the fact that it's melting, it's floating on top, it's recognizable. Even to put it in the sun, that it should melt over there, that also would be usur again because it is nicker. That's a problem of nolad. V'dai, you should know. Even those who are machmir, it's only if there is a lot of congealed fat on this meat roll, when the fat melts, it's going to start pouring out, it will be recognizable on its own that there you have some sauce coming out of it. But there's not so much fat there. Or you put it so far away from the place of the fire, it's not going to melt so much, actually, that it's going to start pouring out. Only a little bit of the fat that's congealed is going to melt and it's going to get absorbed right inside the food. Or if you knocked off before the fat that was on top of this dish, then according to everyone, it will be mutter to warm up this pashida somewhere close to the fire, even though it can get the atzel of this bowl. Unless that was the kula that you're taking, that you're not putting it so close to the fire, so it won't get the asaladis bowl. But if you have the other kulas, that there's not so much fat, or you shook it off before, so then it can even go closer to the fire. The afshadayin nifshar vizov mi basar shumat shabasocho, even though it's still going to be melting and pouring out a little bit of fat from the basar, dovar muatu vishari l'kuyam, it's only a little bit, mutter according to everyone. You're also allowed to heat up on Shabbos a piece of meat that's fatty, even though a little bit of fat is going to melt and pour out. Since it's only a little bit that's melting, it's not important that it's mutter. Right. Kad shel mayim, a pitcher of water, o shar mashkin or other liquids, shenikrash milamalo, it got frozen on top. Shari lukuliyama lamida b'makom shelo yagi liatzol edesbo. You could place a pitcher of water with ice on top in a makom that's warm that won't be yatzol edesbo. Da kerach kesheyimas. The ice when it melts, yem this arev takev tocha mashkim shetachtov, is automatically going to get mixed in with the liquids that are underneath it. Ve'enu nikin, it won't be recognizable. Sifkaton kufav. We said nagu lahachmir. The minog is to be machmir, not to place this meat roll with the fat that's going to melt next to the fire. Umikomakom kodem shehusakatanur. But before the oven is heated up, mutter laniach hapashtida. You're allowed to place the pashtida there before the oven is fired up. Since there are some who are not there even afterwards, you certainly can put it there before the fire is burnt up. The ain lasos came if ne'ama oritz, but you shouldn't do it in front of an ama oritz. Sivkoton kuf zayin, b'mokum tzarech yesh lismoch, even though we said that the minhag is really to be machmir, not to place this pashtida that has the fat that's congealed that's going to be pouring out. You should be machmir not to put it in a place where it could be at Seledes Bo, but we ended off the Ramah and we said, b'mokum tzarech, you can rely on the first shita. Hainu, da'oz afilu l'chadchila mutter. If it's a time of need, it's even l'chadchila mutter. U'bidiyeved b'chol gavni ein lesser, and in all cases, b'dyeved, you would not aser one who put it there, even if it wasn't a makom tzarech, b'dyeved, if you put it close to the fire and the congealed fat started melting, that would be 100% mutter. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Sif Yud Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.